Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center. This is your 5 a.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac here in the Eastern Time Zone, 4 a.m. Central. It is centered over the Gulf of Mexico now, still bringing some weather to portions of Florida. I drove through some of that this morning, but it is centered over the Gulf of Mexico, about 400 miles off to the southeast of the northern Gulf Coast, and moving off to the northwest, west-northwest at 14 miles an hour. Still a tropical storm. Maximum winds at 65 miles per hour. We've had U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft flying into the system this morning, not indicating a rapidly strengthening system, but it does look more organized and more consolidated than it did yesterday as it went through the Keys, as the center of circulation is now much more embedded within a more circular area of thunderstorms near the center and not quite as sprawling as it was yesterday. However, there are still some very distant bands way over the Florida Peninsula going into central and northern parts of Florida, still continuing to some extent even in southern parts of Florida. So there's an isolated tornado threat that will be diminishing in southern Florida and the Florida Keys today, but there's still that threat all the way from central northern Florida around to the northern Gulf Coast. The hazards are many for the northern Gulf Coast hurricane warning area. Let's take a look at what that hurricane warning looks like right now. It's for the extreme part of the western Florida panhandle through the Alabama-Mississippi coastline, southeastern Louisiana, including New Orleans metropolitan area and Lake Pontchartrain going around to Intracoastal City. That is one area that people need to be preparing in for the potential for hurricane conditions, the expectation of hurricane conditions somewhere in that area. And depending exactly where you live, you may or may not actually get those conditions, but you got to prepare for them. And that's why you may need to evacuate. Your local officials will be telling some of you to evacuate, and today will be the day to take that action, because even though the center of circulation will not come ashore until sometime Tuesday or Tuesday night, the weather will start to go downhill along the northern Gulf Coast during the day tomorrow, and that is why today is the day of preparation. Forecasting strengthening to a hurricane. The highest intensity we have prior to coming ashore and going inland is Category 1. However, it's certainly possible that it could get stronger than that. It's also possible it could end up making landfall at a little weaker intensity than we're forecasting, but we need to prepare for a Category 1, possibly 2 hurricane. If we see any indications during the day today that it's intensifying more rapidly than we're currently forecasting, we will make sure folks hear about that, especially the emergency managers who need to make some decisions in that regard. In addition to the winds, the tropical storm and hurricane force winds, isolated tornadoes, but then let's talk about the water hazards. Rainfall could be extremely heavy, depending upon the exact track and intensity and exactly where you are relative to where the strongest thunderstorms and rain bands are. But we could see over a foot of rain in some places, not just at the coast, but going inland as the system slows down from its current 14 miles an hour. So it's going to be a fairly long period of winds and rains, and the rains could pile up and cause some flooding. You do not want to be out on the roads when this system is going through. And then finally, storm surge. Storm surge is the rise of the water above the normal levels as a result of the storm. 6 to 12 feet of storm surge in the warning area, in the coastal areas of Mississippi, Alabama, southeastern Louisiana. That's why you might need to evacuate. Pay attention to your local officials. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live at the National Hurricane Center.